Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy.
Good morning. It is June 10th, 2022. It is Friday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by the Hectic Witches Planner. It's 2022, almost 2023. Let's get your day going into a little magic. Our quote of the day is, I believe that telling our stories first to ourselves and then to one another and the world is a revolutionary act, by Janet Mock. So what are we drinking this week? We are drinking Sip a Spell Tea's Yuletide. This tea has rose hips, apple pieces, cherries, cranberry, hibiscus, which are all anti-inflammatories, with ginger, cinnamon, and orange. So yesterday, I like went on and on about this like honkin' cherry that we found that one time. I wish I would have talked about that today, because today we're actually talking about cherries. This comes to us from medicalnewstoday.com. 5 benefits of cherries for gout, sleep, and more. Cherries contain a number of beneficial nutrients such as vitamin C and antioxidants. Some evidence suggests that they may also help lower inflammation, protect heart health, and improve sleep as part of a healthy diet. It helps with inflammation. We know because it's an anti-inflammatory. It has antioxidants. We've talked about this. Cherries are dark red. A lot of dark red fruits are going to have that. Let's see. Let's get a little bit more into that, though. They say, according to a 2018 review, 11 out of 16 human studies into cherries and inflammation showed that decreased inflammation, and this applied to both tart and sweet varieties of cherries, including cherry juices and concentrates. It's supposed to help with gout. I actually have like a fear of gout. Does anyone else? Is that like a thing or like... I feel like TikTok has taught us that none of us have ever had an original thought before, but I'm afraid of gout. I just like feel like it's something I'll get. So let's talk about gout. Gout causes sudden and severe joint pain. This is triggered by high levels of uric acid in the blood. The review discussed a 2012 study that found that taking cherry concentrate or eating cherries led to 35% reduction in gout episodes over a 2-day period. This effect remains the same regardless of sex, body weight, purine, and alcohol intake, diuretic use, and anti-gout medication use. Super cool. It is heart healthy. A 2018 review mentioned several studies in which various cherry products lowered blood pressure. One such older study in females with diabetes found that for taking 40 grams of tart cherry concentrate per day for 6 weeks significantly lowered blood pressure. It's apparently good for sleep as well. According to a 2013 study, cherries are rich in melatonin, which is a neurotransmitter that influences sleep and mood. Melatonin can be useful for those who have insomnia, as it is a chemical that reduces sleep. Now, I need to talk about melatonin for like 2 seconds. I remember there was like a time period where melatonin powder was like really, really, really popular. I don't remember if I was in school. I don't remember where I got this information. So please double check it. Don't just like take this for word, but melatonin doesn't necessarily trigger sleep. What melatonin does is it signals to the brain what time we should be signaling sleep, like what time the brain should be signaling sleep. So from what I hear, if you like have an insomnia and you're not falling asleep, then it's 2 a.m. and you're like, I'm desperate. Let me take some melatonin. That is going to trigger to your brain that it needs to start going to sleep at 2 a.m. So ideally, from what I've heard, if you were to take such a thing, you would want to take it when you want to start falling asleep or have your brain triggered to fall asleep, like every night. I don't know if that's super duper true, but if you're someone who suffers from insomnia, it could be like worth checking out, you know? So yeah. They say cherries help benefit exercise recovery. A 2020 meta-analysis involved participants who consumed tart cherry concentrate as a powder or juice for 7 days until 1.5 hours before exercising. The results revealed that tart cherry consumption improved a person's endurance during exercise. This was possibly due to the low glycemic index and anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, and blood flow enhancing properties. Super cool. So yeah, cherries rock. Whenever I think of cherries, I think of that scene from Witches of Eastwick where the woman like starts spewing cherries. It's gross. I shouldn't have mentioned it, but I think about it constantly. So I cannot eat a cherry without thinking about it. And you would think it would stop me from eating cherries. It doesn't. I think it's cool. All right, moving into some headlines. This comes to us from MetroTimes.com, written by Randa Camille Green. The Motown Witch talks upcoming Detroit Hoodoo Festival and the contradictory nature of magic. Yvette Wyatt opened her bewitching shop in 2021 after a 30-year career as a legal secretary. So Wyatt, who is a high priestess of hoodoo, opened Motown Witch in 2021 after leaving her 30-year-long career as a legal secretary behind. Prior to opening Motown Witch, located at 16844 Schaefer Highway, she sold candles and other spellwork supplies out of her husband's gym. The young woman is taken aback. Oh, they're trying to tell a narrative, like a narrative story with this news. I just want the information. Let's skip ahead until we get information on Wyatt. Okay. In 2021, Wyatt created Detroit's first and so far only festival dedicated to hoodoo and witchcraft, the Detroit Hoodoo Festival. The annual festival's second installment is scheduled for this weekend with a lineup of conjurers and hoogans, which are voodoo priests, teaching classes. There will also be tarot readers and around 25 vendors selling jewelry, herbs, crystals, and more. The classes include topics like how to conjure spirits through various passages from the Bible. So for those who don't know, hoodoo and voodoo take a lot of conjure work from the Bible. If you think back, that makes a lot of sense with colonization. A lot of people had no choice but to learn the Bible and to follow it. So a lot of so the story goes, a lot of people who knew hoodoo and voodoo from their culture incorporated over time biblical, specifically Catholic imagery, symbology, passages, psalms, hymns, things like that into their conjure work. If you think about historically colonization, that makes a lot of sense, right? So if that line confused you, I just wanted to kind of clear it up. Okay, to continue, the classes include topics on how to conjure spirits through various passages from the Bible, how to make magical medicine with both everyday and exotic ingredients, and graveyard work, which is, quote, not to be undertaken by the uninformed or the faint of heart, unquote, according to the festival's website. It sounds like pretty serious stuff, but Wyatt is literally one of the most chill people I've ever met, says the writer of this article. Well, chill with a splash of motherly love, a dash of crazy, and a healthy dollop of I just don't give a F. Which, imagine a gothy woman with long locks who will tell it to you straight because she actually cares about your well-being. So super cool. I love seeing people opening up shops and stuff. There's a lot more in this article, like about the festival. And then the article starts with like this story of a woman running into a shop. And it's just like, you and I don't need the fun story. Like, I know it's for mundane people to like get wrapped up into the headlines. We can just appreciate that this cool woman opened up this cool shop and started a badass festival, you know? But if you want more of the article, it's extremely long. It goes into the festival. It goes into an interview about magic. It goes into all kinds of stuff. I will leave the link in the podcast episode description as well as witchpod.com. All right. So I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent. And then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Friday, June 10th. The waxing gibbous moon continues to laugh daintily in Libra today. Here, the moon trines Saturn and squares Pluto. We are trying to build something that'll last today, but we keep getting stuck in the past. We can't shake the feeling of a shadow following us, and it's distracting us from all the constructive things that we are working on accomplishing. We may want to lay aside our tasks when we feel the tugging of some unnamed haunt. Ignoring it will only make it louder. It's when we face it that it will quiet its voice. Your daily moon mantra is, too many of us are not living our dreams because we are too busy living our fears. This has been your Daily Moon Mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Witches are on the go. If we're not balancing home life with work, we're organizing rituals and keeping track of spells. The Hectic Witch's Planner is a journal-style planner that not only helps you keep track of appointments and important dates, but encourages you to plan out your long-term goals, your rituals, and even helps you pause and reflect with journal prompts. This 250-page, 12-month weekly planner is filled with planting guides, holiday information, moon phases, and more, with monthly suggestions to help you try out new witchy things. Full color with bound pages, this is a planner for witches built by some of the busiest witches around. Take charge of your destiny now with the 2022 planner and be on the lookout for the Hectic Witches 2023 planner, available on Amazon.
All right, so we actually have an update from one of our write-ins last week. This was from listener Lana. So Lana is the person who wrote in about having a coworker who she didn't like working with because it like always drained her energy. And we weren't like fully sure what the situation was. So myself and the other listeners on the podcast Facebook group kind of did our best to like help. But you know, when we don't know all of the information, we can't really give advice. And I actually think me and Lana have chatted about this previously. I may be mixing Lana up with someone else, but I think we had this before where we weren't given a lot of information and then the advice didn't really suit it. So yeah, if you really, really want like advice, you really got to give us as much detail as possible. I listen to some advice podcasts and some of the hosts like are like, you're giving me too much detail. I'm never going to be that person. Give me detail. You know, we want to be able to help as much as we can. And the more we know, the more we can help. So this is the update. Lana said, hi, everyone. I listened to the episode from June 2nd. That is where we talked about her initial question. And I realized how right you were, Tanya. Hard to give advice on the subject as I am not specific. The truth is, I do not think my colleague is quote unquote evil or so, more that something is wrong with the person. Do you mean personality? Wait, let's dig more in. Okay. It is difficult to work with the colleague without being completely drained and exhausted. Every day we work together, the person is so bitter with really bad energy, complaining about everything, especially that there is no time to do what's needed at work, while at the same time, there is enough to take 2-hour breaks and go away for a smoke at least 10 minutes every hour. Oh, okay. So it seems like this person just has a run-of-the-mill bad attitude. Every time we work together, all the windows are closed with blinds, and also then curtains are drawn with minimal light from lamps. Ooh, that's got to be horrible. The whole shift we work is about complaining, talking bad about other colleagues, only to tell you how to do your work. Oh, okay. All right. I think we all know someone like this. Okay. So many things happening here. Ugh. Okay. You've tried to talk to the manager. Nothing. The person is good at manipulating. So this person just sucks, from what it sounds like. Okay. Because I will say, we all do fall into negative attitudes once in a while. It's impossible not to. We're living in a really chaotic world. It's really hard not to just become negative sometimes. And I think the people who are like, good vibes only, positive vibes only, are like, not people you want to be around. You want to be around people who can acknowledge the negative, but not to this extent, you know? Especially the windows closed and curtains drawn, this means you're not getting any natural light. And natural light is so important for our mental health and our attitudes. Ugh. Gosh. Yeah, you're saying this person complains they never have time, but they take a break every hour, take a 2-hour lunch break. Yeah. Honestly, I think you're going to have to go with I mean, I still stand by what I said, that like anything you do is really just going to be a band-aid on the situation. You can do a spell to maybe, like, can she get promoted? I want to do something positive for this poor, poor, negative person. Is there an ability for her to get promoted? Maybe you can do spell work for her to find success, what that looks like for her. Maybe you can do spell work to boost mood for everybody at work. I feel like that's a really positive spell. I don't want to say your only option is to no longer work with this person, but it's feeling like that's where we're going. Oof, hard, hard, hard. Yeah. A lot of the stuff I still said last time, I think still stands. You can use hematite, tourmaline, obsidian, shielding. But like Lilith says, you want to pull your energy not from yourself. You can pull it in from the earth, from your feet. Yeah, I think this is a point where it's no longer those easy fixes like crystals and shielding. I think we're getting to the point of spell work needs to be done. You know, spell work. I'm curious on what the card is today, what we end up pulling, and seeing if that helps you at all. But yeah, I recommend it's spell time, you know, because it seems like this isn't going to get any better unless there's a big change. And I feel like it wouldn't hurt to do spell work to facilitate that big change, whether it's someone getting promoted, someone finding a job or even if it's a spell work for everyone to have a job that makes them happier or that's better for them, because she seems miserable, you seem miserable, everyone here is miserable. Maybe we can do spell work to find a job better suited for our mental health and our financial health, and maybe that will help. Sorry, Lana. Yeah, that's a rough one. We've all been there, though. I promise we've all been there. Yeah, I definitely think it's spell work time. So, yeah, I recommend finding a spell for workplace harmony or job success. And I think that will push both of you to a state where you're in happier positions. I hope that helps. Oh. All right, let me check the time and we'll see if we have time for a journal prompt today. We do not. We got to move on. Oof. All right, let's do a card pull. Let's see what our card is today. Let's see. Our card today is the Seeker from the Witch Daily Oracle. Let's see if this relates at all to Lana. The Seeker is about wanting, stagnant, and yearning. Timing, it's slow. Yes or no, it's both a yes and a no. It was contributed by Brianna Wilson. What is holding you back? The Seeker is unsatisfied with where they are in life and yearns for something else, something different. The seeker wants and dreams but struggles to take action. What steps are needed to take action? Stop seeking, start finding. Love reading, what are you yearning for? Career reading, what is needed to make a move? Health reading, stop speculating and go to the doctor. If I were to pull this card in terms of Lana's situation, it would tell me she needs to move on. Like, what is needed to help you move on from this job? Like, is this a forever job? Is this a temporary job? Do you want to be promoted? Do you want to move to a different department? Like, do you have a different thing you've always wanted to do? This card tells me it's time to start looking at what is the next step for you, if there is a next step. All right. So that's it. I want to give a shout out to some of our lovely Patreon people. Molly Higgins, Molly, you formidable fire dragon. I also want to give a shout out to Jess Jensen. Jess, you brilliant avant-garde gazelle. And then finally, Kim Dunn. Kim, you talented, perfect Valkyrie queen. And yeah, that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget any books, decks, headline sources, anything we've talked about today can be found in the podcast episode description or witchpod.com. And we will talk again next week.
Witches, we hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.